Hi, everybody. My name is Hafa Lombardino, and this is Translation Confessional.
Make your translation processes simpler, faster, and better with XDRF, a translation management system that stands for Translation Made Simple. XDRF is made up of three integrated portals: the home, vendor, and client portals. Portals contain everything they each need for their part in the translation process. XDRF uses automation to help you work more efficiently every day, and it allows you to focus on work that really matters. XDRF is your one-stop shop for translation project management, but what we're most proud of is our flexibility. There are plenty of ways to tailor the system right out of the box. And we also have a dedicated customization team. They can work with you to come up with a unique solution to suit your specific needs. Just imagine what you could achieve with a tool like this. The options are almost limitless. Whether you're a small translation department, a growing company, or a big multinational, XDRF can help. XDRF, translation made simple. Visit our website, xdrf.eu. Let's talk about your business.
Online CAT tools. A few weeks ago, I had a 5-episode series about CAT tools when I talked about how they are so crucial for our daily activities as translators. I also talked about how to manage your translation memories, how to keep a glossary, how tags work within a CAT tool file, and how matches and repetitions help cut down the time we spend on a project and assure consistency throughout a long-term collaboration. Today, I wanted to give you a different take on CAT tools. As I mentioned before, back in the day, there were so many security concerns involving this kind of software because developers were always trying to discourage people from pirating these programs. Believe it or not, there used to be something called a dongle, which was a small device you would connect to a port on the back of your computer to confirm that you had purchased a legitimate copy of the software, and that dongle allowed you to use the program after installing it to your computer and registering your license. Imagine a software coming with a USB drive that you have to have connected to your USB port at all times so that the program will function properly on your computer. That's pretty much how things used to be. Fast forward about 20 years, and here we are, in the age of the internet. Now that we work in a virtual space, many CAT tools have moved online. So all you have to do is go to a website, log in with your credentials, and start using it anywhere you are, even on someone else's computer. The practicality of working on an online CAT tool is that you can collaborate better with colleagues working on the same project as you are, because the translation memory and the glossary you're using are updated in real time. It also removes the need for files to be emailed, especially if there are confidentiality issues, since clients upload the content to the CAT tool and give access to users who will be able to translate those segments. A translation memory and a glossary are associated with the file, so translators can take advantage of matches and repetitions and do concordance searches within the memory, in case there are expressions or words in particular that haven't been entered into the glossary, but must be kept the same in order to ensure consistency, especially if you hadn't worked on similar material in the past.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For example, the other day I received a couple of manuals to be translated from English into Brazilian Portuguese. They were actually for workout machines that I use at the gym all the time, made by the same company, having the same configurations and screens I had already seen and used while working out. The thing is, there were many matches within those files, but I hadn't translated other similar manuals by the same manufacturer in the past. So, because it was all online, I could access my client's legacy material, that is, a huge translation memory that had been compiled specially for this exercise machine manufacturer. Even though a lot of the keywords were not available to me in the glossary as I was working on this manual, I was able to look them up and see how they had been translated in other manuals. All in all, it took me 5 hours spread across 2 days to translate a manual with 10,360 words, just because there were so many matches and a few repetitions here and there. Besides, I didn't have to invest a lot of my time researching this specific terminology, because I could find exactly what was used in other projects that had already been approved by the client. And it was all done within the same window, within the environment of that online CAD tool. Before we continue, I wanted to tell you a bit about TMX Editor. It was created by Max Programs, the same company behind Swordfish, which you probably already know is my CAD tool of choice since 2008. TMX Editor is the ideal tool if you receive a large TMX file from a client and need to verify and edit segments on the fly. As translators, sometimes we have to do a quick audit on TMX files to make sure we don't have any duds among the translation units already recorded to legacy materials. So I love using TMX Editor to remove tags from previously translated segments and delete any duplicates or untranslated segments. Everything loads up so fast, and the interface is so clean, it really makes my workflow so much better. If you'd like to give TMX Editor a try, go to this webpage, bit.ly/tc-tmx. Once again, the webpage is bit.ly/tc-tmx. Hope you like it. Another experience I had with online CAD tools was a huge project that I got to work on from beginning to end for about 2 years. It was so much easier to populate the brand new translation memory from scratch and develop a glossary tailored for that client. And whenever they would give me feedback on something I had completed, I could update the respective segment, adjust something on the glossary, and keep using the correct translation or terminology for the duration of this long-term project. When we approached the end of the project, they exported the translation memory, and I was able to open it on TMX Editor to clean it up and find any inconsistencies that needed to be resolved, according to a report that the client sent me. They were very particular about following the glossary to a T, since all the terms had been approved by people who had created the content, along with their language-specific consultants. However, the report they sent me wasn't really that smart. I mean, it flagged items that didn't look 100% exactly like what was in the glossary. But because it was a machine-generated quality assurance report, it failed to take into account a very important thing. Translating is not like solving a math equation. So the potential errors that this report was pointing out actually refer to singular, plural, or female-male variations for nouns and adjectives, as well as some verbs that needed to be conjugated properly. There were also some language-specific particularities, such as how words are used in different languages. For example, in English, we don't have singular and plural forms for information. It's just a general collective noun, so to speak. So while we say, for more information, click here, in Portuguese we actually use the plural form, informações. So in the glossary, information was entered as informação. And because in this sentence structure we needed the plural, informações, that segment had been flagged as incorrect by a machine process that doesn't know any better. There were also some other times when context was very important. For example, home was entered into the glossary as domicílio, to mean the place where you live, you know? However, when there was a sentence like, click here to go home, meaning the actual homepage within a website, then we have to use something completely different in Portuguese. That is, página inicial. And in other instances, an expression such as at home or go home couldn't be used with domicílio and still sound natural. In those cases, we needed the word casa to make it authentic. At home is em casa, and go home is para casa. So the translations were totally fine. They fit the context and sounded natural to the target audience, but the mechanical quality assurance process flagged them as wrong just because they were not 100% identical to the word that had been added to the glossary. So while CAT tools, either online or offline, are a resource that translators definitely cannot live without in this day and age, we still need the human brain to decide what is appropriate when it comes to working with language and serving a purpose, informing or entertaining the target audience.
Send me an email at rlombardino@wordawareness.com or leave a voice message on my anchor page. If I get enough feedback and voice messages, I can go back to the subject and post a special podcast episode with everyone's opinion on this very same theme. By the way, my anchor page is anchor.fm/translation-confessional. I look forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned for weekly episodes and subscribe to Translation Confessional through your favorite podcast app.